This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Sherilyn, S-H-A-R-I-L-Y-N, Chilcoat, C-H-I-L-C-O-A-T. Date of birth is 10/3/1946. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Chilcoat with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of severe hyperkalemia when she was hospitalized July of this year. The potassium was up to 10, and she had a cardiac arrest, was sent to intensive care unit, and required several days of dialysis in order to correct the acute renal failure. She is feeling better at this time. Her weight is stable. Her last office visit was May 2nd in this practice. Her daughter is present for this visit. Her biggest complaint is she has difficulty falling asleep and then frequent awakenings. So she's wondering if there's anything that could help her sleep. She has been getting monthly lab studies, and she is following a low potassium diet. Her last potassium level was 5, and that was 11/13 of this year. But she occasionally is higher than that, 5.5, and then we repeat. Generally not over 6, though. And her oral potassium was stopped when she was in the hospital, and now she remains on aldactone, spironolactone, and that is 25 milligram a day. Also, losartan is 50 milligram twice a day, maximum dose. But that potassium seems to be stable as long as she follows a low potassium diet. She's also on Lasix, 40 milligram twice a day. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day, and diabetic insulin, as well as other medications. She does take Remeron, 30 milligram at bedtime for depression, but it hasn't really been helping her sleep. Buspirone is 5 milligram daily. She's on Synthroid. Also Lipitor, Metoprolol, 200 milligram daily at bedtime. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. Chlorthalidone is 25 milligram a day. Norvasc, 10 milligram daily at bedtime. Humulong regular insulin, albuterol inhaler, and Tylenol for pain. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Edema is stable, and weight is unchanged from her visit in May. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and she has nocturia 3 to 4 times per night, she reports. Physical exam, weight 250 pounds, pulse is 94, blood pressure left forearm, large adult cuff is 140 over 74. She has jugular venous distension, that is stable, lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no effusion noted, no rub, no murmur, heart is regular, abdomen is obese, no ascites, and 3 to 4 plus edema, knees to toes bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies done 11/13/2024, creatinine 2.06, estimated GFR is 24, calcium is 9.7, albumin 4.4, sodium is 140, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 30, phosphorus 4.2, hemoglobin is 14 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She's feeling currently much better. We are going to continue checking labs monthly. 2, hyperkalemia history. The patient's going to stay on a strict low-potassium diet. If the levels remain high, we may have to hold or decrease losartan, possibly, or hold the spironolactone if necessary. At this point, we will not do that because the level is normal. We'd like to maintain those two medications for her if possible. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.